Let's talk about fears. What are you scared of?
Drowning.
That's a big one for you, isn't
it? Yeah, drowning.
You've had nightmares about this since you were little.
Yes, when I was a young girl. Yeah, I used to always dream of falling off of a mountain towards water, but I'd always wake up before I'd hit the water. Which is probably why I'm still alive now. I'm sure they say if you hit the water, you're dead. So obviously I'd never hit. But yeah, I always had this fear of drowning. I think it was because I couldn't swim when I was at school. We got a pool and I was just petrified about it. So I think it just kind of kept reoccurring around this whole water business.
And that stayed with you?
It stayed with me, yeah, throughout my whole life. And I actually didn't properly swim until I was about 18. I had no choice because I joined the military when I was 17, and to actually pass out of basic training, we had to swim 25 metres. Now, bearing in mind, I'd never swum 25 metres in my life, yet from the age of 14, I wanted to be in the military. I had no choice. So I stood on the end of the pool, and I just thought, I'm either going to completely die or I'm going to come out in a state at the other end. So I kind of... big afro hair I had when I joined the army and all that. I think that was probably the worst bit. So I stood on the end, and I jumped in. There was 30 of us in our platoon, and there was myself. There was one other mixed race girl, and she literally jumped in and sunk to the bottom. Literally. And I was like, that's going to be me. I was like, something about heavy bones or whatever they reckon. Anyway, so I stood on the end and I jumped in. I don't know how I got out the other end. I do not know how I got the other end, other than the fact I was desperation to get into the army.
Yeah.
I couldn't do front crawl. I hardly did breaststroke. So I think it's more doggy paddle. I got out like a drowned rat. And I was like, oh my God, I've done it. Sometimes it's just guts, isn't it? You just...
And your friend who'd gone in, had anyone got her out? I'm sorry to take you back. It's just you didn't mention how that ended. Slightly concerned that she might still be there.
She got dragged out, of the pool, and she actually didn't pass out of basic training because she didn't do it. Whereas
my image of you covering that 25 metres is a bit of a run-up, and you do the first 15 just sprinting across the surface.
I think I might have cheated a little bit because I remember another girl swimming past me and I kind of put my hand onto her and, you know... I shouldn't admit that, you don't cheat at anything, but I had to.
That's very sensible, very sensible.
Also, I've had to do canoe instructor training because when I was a sergeant, and we had to go to Nottingham, which is Whitewater Rapids, and we had to go down the Whitewater Rapids. Well, of course, somebody that absolutely is petrified of, drowning, going down there. And the only reason I did it is two men, there were six of us, two of the men bottled it. I was like, right, that is it, I've got to do it. And then literally, and at the top of it, there was a stopper, which is like this big churning white water. You've probably seen that in Rapids, have you seen it on TV or whatever? I literally capsized there. And I remember the captain saying to me, if you capsize, keep hold of your canoe and your paddle. I capsized up. Bugger that. I was like, and you know the poles that hang down?
Yeah.
I was literally holding on this pole going, screaming and then, of course, I'm getting swept off and down and up. And it's actually in 1996, and that year I was going for the Olympic Games. So there's one minute I'm being rocked up with my legs against the rocks and being sucked underneath and spat out. And I got to the end, I opened my eyes, and I just thought, I'm in heaven, because I thought I'm probably dead.
Yeah.
And I just see the blue sky and I was thinking, I'm dead. And then the captain came and said, where's your bloody canoe and your paddle? I was like...
Sorry, which is military speak for long gone, sir. Don't know, sir.
Absolutely.
So that's a proper traumatic experience.
It was a traumatic experience.
Well, you had been swimming because you had to, so that wasn't going to be a new experience.
Yeah.
So what we came up with was the idea of you going for some hypnotherapy, which was brand new. You'd never done that before, to see whether you could get beyond this fear. Did you think it would work?
I suppose I'm a bit sceptical.
Were you?
What
did you expect would happen when you went for the session?
I thought he might do the whole... conk you out.
What, like click his fingers and
you'd
be out? What did you imagine? A chap in a bow tie and a top hat?
Yeah,
all of that.
Do all that kind of thing. And...
But you went in. We sent you to meet James Mallinson at Fix My Mind. He's a qualified clinical hypnotherapist who helps people overcome phobias or start things that they want to start, So you met him, and just describe what happened when you went in.
I went into a small room. James is there, very pleasant, polite chap. He's here.
I have to say that, he's here. we'll come to him just a moment, James. Yeah.
And he got me to sit in opposite him, like in a chair, like this, and just explain the process, but said that it wouldn't be clicking me out and just be talking, basically, just talking to me. And I had to kind of just listen to what he said and answer some questions. And, you know, I was kind of asking him. But he gave me some different steps that I had to do.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you what they were?
Definitely. I just want to come to James. So James Mallinson, you met Kelly and you helped her to overcome a fear of the water. That, amongst the people you've treated, is she typical, atypical? What did you recognise?
She was typical in the sense that her fear was quite extreme. You know, it was there was no way that you were going to just go into a pool. You know, if someone's got a fear of spiders, just the thought of seeing a spider will oftentimes just trigger their phobia.
Sometimes just the word as well. Two people behind you have just passed out. Yes.
So in that sense, Kelly was fairly typical. Hmm. It was fairly hard because we didn't have a lot of time in terms of preparation, but it worked pretty much. You know, we spent a good 2 hours together where we went through an absolute heck of a lot, because it isn't just close your eyes, count down from 10 to 1, and when you awaken, you'll jump into a swimming pool. Hmm. It can't work like that. You know, it has to be more real. So we covered quite a lot in the session, didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
So yes. what were the pointers that James gave you?
Identify the emotion, which is obviously my fear of the water. And beware of the emotion on a scale to 1 of 10. Mine was 20. take a deep breath in and blow a balloon, which was kind of a bit weird. You know, like, trying to imagine yourself blowing a balloon. then breathe out and go to a happy place. I went to South Africa on a beach. Blue sky, sun.
And the beach felt like a happy place, despite the fact that that's a huge expanse of water.
I don't go near the water.
Quite cold water.
Oh, no, I don't go near the water.
Currents and sharks.
On the sand. But while you're in that happy place, you've got to say a word that you feel. And I was going, scared. So it kind of, yeah. But yes, I had to do that. And then you do a havering touch. There was different touches, like rubbing the hands, was it shoulders to elbows, and then this kind of one, which I ended up doing.
So this is rubbing, you're rubbing sort
like
of from between your eyebrows.
Havening.
Between your eyebrows, down
over
your nose and sort of onto your cheeks.
Yes.
So you tried the hypnotherapy and prepared. So the big question is, did you then go swimming?
Yeah, I did. I actually went swimming. I thought, well, I'm going to have to then try it.
And then when you stepped out of the changing room to the pool edge, where was your anxiety level then? Because you'd been at 20 out of 10, which is up the high end.
It is. Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, by the time I'd left, I kind of said I was at a 5. We did kind of go down around that. So I was preparing and I was going through my pieces. And I thought to myself, the way that I'm probably going to know whether I can actually do it is I have to get in straight away. I went there, I looked at the pool, I thought, right, get in there. So I stood up on the little diving bit and dived in.
Did you?
Didn't even touch it.
Straight in?
Dived in.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah. So you were not completely without fear at that point. It was still a moment of, right, you're doing this and in you go.
Yeah, I ended up thinking more.
You were able to put the fear somewhere manageable and go in the water.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, and so then...
I mean, you're here, so that's good.
That's it. Well, I've never swam a 25 metres without coming up about 10 times. Mm. I actually did a 25 metre swim.
Yeah.
My friend was there sort of teaching me.
Front crawl.
To do the old front crawl. Mm. So I kind of had a few goes, said, right, you've got to go for it there. So I just sat there, came at the end, I thought, right. So I remembered what James said, just, you know, focus.
And you did a 25 metre length?
I did a 25 metre length. I was absolutely dead at the end, absolutely panting like a good one, but I did it. And then I did about 5 other 25 metres. So I was well chuffed.
Did you?
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I know.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's after one session. You've got to be pretty chuffed with that, James, I would think.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, bit of a win. Will you go swimming again?
No. But I got in the pool and that was the objective.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the point. I mean, the swimming was the objective, which you did brilliantly, and the hypnotherapy was the new experience. So I'm going to ask, please, for your marks out of 10 for trying hypnotherapy for the first time.
Yeah, 10, definitely.
10 out of 10.